I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Plan to get you on today's show. Very excited about today's show. And we put out the Twitter poll at afternoon 923 FAN. Of course, social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Where do you see the Browns in December? Competing for the playoffs, in position for the number one pick, or middle of the pack? And the reason why we put this out there is in the pre-show, you guys called back to an Albert clip from Tuesday where he had a rather rosy thought for what he thinks is realistic for the Browns in December this year.
To me, like a realistic area to be in is competing for the playoffs in December. They were an 11-win team 2 years ago. Now, you know, we'll see what happens with the other teams in their division. But I think if Aaron Rodgers is there, if the Bengals are locked in the way I think a lot of people, myself included, expect them to be locked in, then it's going to be a tough division to compete in. You know, I think based on like the makeup of, you know, the gutsier roster where, you know, you've continued to be in on, again, like Garrett, Ward, Antonio, and some of the older offensive linemen that you have on top of that. Like, I still think, like, if that's where you're at in your building process, then you should expect to have a team that's contending for the playoffs that looks attractive for some sort of quarterback, whether that's one you already have or somebody you'd be pursuing in 2026.
So when you hear Albert say that it's realistic, part of the Browns' realistic goal is to be in the playoff picture in December, what do you hear?
Oh, I think that's a very lofty goal. I feel like that's more sunshine and rainbows than anything anyone's dreaming up over here. Is that realistic? A playoff opportunity for the Browns? I don't see how that's realistic, Nick. Like, the only way you could think of that is if you just believed in one of these rookie quarterbacks or you believed in a reclamation project with Kenny Pickett. Like, how do you get to the playoffs if you're the Browns with this team? There's a couple ways, right?
Uh-huh.
Right? Like, rookie quarterback just goes off. Shador Sanders is just Jaden Daniels, and that's just the reality of it. There we go. What's the other way? If they have the defense they had 2 years ago, where it was number two defense in the entire NFL, and then let's say Judkins is just awesome. Like, that's on the table.
And then Joe throws just enough touchdowns?
Yeah.
And just enough not interceptions?
Well, so the problem there with that, yeah, so it'd have to be Joe Flacco, and I would think Joe then would be the quarterback for 17 games, and yep. He would show you enough within the Joe Flacco experience to go ahead and convince yourselves that, okay, we had something here. And then do you sniff the playoffs that way? Is that how that works?
Yeah, I mean, I think those are the two most likely things. Rookie surprises the entire league. I could probably be Shador, but rookie surprises the entire league.
Oh, stupid me. I didn't even throw Dylan in the mix.
Yeah, I don't think you should. the word out there is the word out there, but I'm sure he's got a chance. You get a little buckaroo, but likely Shador, and Shador lives up to what a lot of people thought you thought in the pre-draft, and he looks like a really good starting quarterback, and you ride that to a playoff spot, right? Or it's Joe Flacco, and Joe Flacco just has a resurgence like he did at the end of 2023. To me, the reason why we ask this is I do think that there's a fair amount of people that expect the Browns to be middle of the pack. So not upper echelon, and not down in the gutter there. But upper echelon, sorry, middle of the pack is adjacent to the playoff conversation.
Yeah, so like in the hunt is what you're saying?
Yeah, so like if you have six wins, five or six wins going into December, well, if there's a nine-win team, team that eventually wins nine games to make the playoffs, they're probably going to start December with about five or six wins. Mm-hmm. So like I can understand how if that's where you expect them to be, that a good December could catapult you into the last spot in the AFC. But I think when I heard Albert say this, I think it tells you what the Browns, I think the Browns have done a really good job at selling this season to the national media. And I think what this tells you is, I think that Albert still believes in Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. He still believes yep. in their vision, which is, hey, these are a lot of the guys we won with in 2023. They're a few of the guys we won in 2020. And remember last year? Remember how bad Deshaun was? Nobody in the national media will ever stump for Deshaun or think positive things about Deshaun. That's been proven 10 times over.
And
10.
Nick, there are enough people that'll just go right back to that. It's like Deshaun yes. had you sunk from the very beginning of the season, and just any quarterback play is going to be better than that.
And listen, you and I both watched Jameis then fall completely apart in that. But again, even then,
with the national media, though, what did they see? They saw the win against the Steelers in the Snow Globe game, and then they watched that game against the Broncos where Jerry Jeudy had 220 receiving yards, and it seemed like the offense was great.
And specific to that, Jameis fell apart, but that wasn't the system. That wasn't the Stefanski system. So the Browns, I think, have been pitching to anyone who will listen, and I think intelligently so. I always believe in minimizing expectations when you're not sure what you're going to get, but I understand if you're the Browns and you're trying to say, hey, no dysfunction here, right? You're trying to sell all as well externally to anyone who will listen. We still have the same offensive line we've had for the last couple of years. The defense was the number two defense in football 2 years ago, right? And by the way, Joe Flacco's here. That's a steady veteran hand at the quarterback position. And don't forget, Kevin Stefanski gets the most out of quarterbacks. Look what he did with Jacoby. Look at what he did with every other quarterback named Deshaun Watson.
Nick, one thing I hammer the Steelers for year in, year out is that they're never a serious team come playoff time, but they still get to the playoffs every year. And how do they do it? They do it off the run game, and they do it off a solid defense. One of the top five defenses in the NFL, year in, year out, mixed with a good run game. And that's really the recipe the Browns are trying to win with.
And so Albert is super plugged in. And so I'm not here to tell you.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/facts or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
By the way, like I think Albert talks to everybody. I don't think it's just people in Cleveland who believe this. I think there are people around the NFL, within NFL offices who use this same logic of, well, 2 years ago, .. Well, Kevin Stefanski's .. And so I really do think it's an interesting case study that while I think a lot of Clevelanders are leaning one sort of way with either Berry or Stefanski, maybe you favor Stefanski, think Berry's a problem, strike that in reverse, maybe you don't like either one of them. I think this shows that Stefanski Barry stock outside of Cleveland is maybe higher than we expected it to
be. Well, and for a lot of the people that do this, they like to look at certain things into whether or not it'll change for the following season. And the Browns checked a lot of those boxes last year in the bad luck category. What I mean by that is a defense that was number two in the entire NFL that then went to 25th. What I mean by that is having the second most amount of injuries and missed games due to injuries out of any team in the NFL. Some of those, and again, throw in Deshaun Watson if you want as well. Some of those things that you can point to. Those are three major things where if I was trying to come up with reasons why the Browns would have a shot of being a much better team this year, I'd point to those three and I'd be like, listen, any team that has those type of problems the following year, if they fix those, you're going to be in a much better spot.
And so I think like, and this is not to dispute what Albert says, but just like we're on the ground level. And honestly, that could mean maybe we're too close to this. I think what you're hearing from Albert, and it's not just Albert, there are people in town that feel this way, is... well, it's not that bad because a lot of things that people do not like, right? We don't blame injuries, but it's a part of it. People don't like Deshaun, and it's an easy thing to put it on Deshaun. It's an easy thing to put it on, well, but we like Kevin, but he's going back to his... So many of those things line up to then say, well, of course they're going to be much better than people in Cleveland expect them to be. I don't know that makes it true, by the way.
I do like
that. I think this is the evidence of the Browns doing actually a pretty passable job at putting out their... a believable stance on where they're going this year.
I've seen people in the recent 48 hours or so try to give the Browns an uptick. If we're talking about little areas to find the upticks, you kind of hinted at it right there. Like, you're back to Stefanski's offense.
Yep.
And it's like, wait, well, hold on. You're giving them plus grades for that? Like, yep. He's getting credit for that in addition to everything? And it's amazing, the whitewashing of last year and the offense and how that's gone down and how we've maneuvered it. But you got to do those things this type of the year.
Well, and it's doing that. It's the whitewashing while seemingly ignoring the quarterback position. But I just think it's interesting. And listen, this is not just a Cleveland-specific thing. Like, I remember the Raiders going into last year, and their quarterback options were Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah.
And I just called it from a mile away. I'm like, that's a top 10 pick quarterback room. That might be bad enough to get you a number one pick. And people were like, hey, we like Antonio Pierce. He took the job. He did this. He did that.
Oh, people also, they convince themselves. If you look at Gardner Minshew's touchdown to interception ratio, I was part of that group. I'm like, he's got a decent one. Let's see what can happen here while expecting nothing, obviously.
And so it's just been interesting to kind of watch the discourse with this Browns team because inevitably, I think in December, what they're going to be making the decision on is okay, if they haven't already, you know, broken glass in case of emergency, all right, who do we go to first? Is it Dillon Gabriel or is it Shedeur Sanders?
Yeah, I think, though, in regards to Albert and how he's looking at this, I think he looked at it from the Joe Flacco point of view because he just interviewed Joe Flacco. He sat down with Flacco, and I feel like that was a boost of confidence for someone that's been in the NFL for a very long time. And maybe that's where a lot of this, because that was a realistic goal. It wasn't just a if everything breaks right type goal. That was a realistic goal that the Browns would be in the playoffs.
So I'm glad you said that. There's something to be said about the Browns have guys who appear to be adults in the room. I think for a lot of reporters who deal with these folks on a daily basis, that hides any idea of dysfunction or something might be broken here, something might not be what it needs to be. I think just the Browns' professionalism is something that goes in their favor when
for
you
sure.
Start addressing like, well, this team couldn't possibly have the number one pick because X, Y, and Z, and they're just good dudes who are incredibly professional and they don't seem dysfunctional in any sort of way. 216-474-0092. So we put this out on Twitter. Where do you see the Browns in December competing for the playoffs? 8.5% of votes saying that. In a position for the number one pick, 43% of people saying that. And middle of the pack, 48% are saying that. We want to hear from you, especially if you're part of middle of the pack crowd, just kind of defining that for us. But we got quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. We've got Keith Law at 3 o'clock. He is concerned about one huge, huge part of the Guardians. We'll get to that. We got Eric Metcalf, Browns legend, coming up at 4:20. We'll talk his thoughts on the Browns and maybe where he sees them in December. The lead coming up at 5, too high, too low, just right, dealing with Donovan Mitchell and something that was bestowed upon him. That's coming up at 6, but also four other Cavaliers. But as we get started here, what's your realistic goal for this team heading into December? What are the Browns going to look like heading into December of this year? And The thing that I'm surprised I'm not hearing more from Browns fans in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/facts, or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.